This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversations, Tuesday the 25th of July. My voice belongs to me, and my brain belongs to me, and I belong to me. I'm Doug Steffen, and I could say likewise about Victoria Keelan, whose brain belongs to her, body belongs to her, all the things about her belong to her, but she's sharing them with us. Isn't that great? She's here to share, along with Kara Schillen, who's a big sharer. You saw those pictures of Kara and Jennifer lounging about yesterday, Victoria, right?
I felt very left out. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, we're both big sharers. We shared multiple glasses of wine.
It looks like some good cheese, too.
Yes, it was very yummy.
Say cheese, cheese, cheese. All right, so Jen is off for another couple of days broadcasting from the White House. I still don't understand. I haven't gotten a good explanation as to why she couldn't do this program and then go over there like she does the rest of the week. But
she probably wants to be, like, fresh until she meets the president and not up at, like, the butt crack of dawn.
Why do you have to be fresh to meet the president? You think he's going to be fresh to meet her? You know, he sleeps 3 hours a night. What's the big deal?
Jen likes to make a good impression. So.
Does she? She always makes a good impression. Speaking of President Trump, people in the news today, it appears the president is considering naming former governor, not governor, mayor, Rudy Giuliani. He was never governor, right? He was just mayor of New York.
Just mayor, yep.
To replace Jeff Sessions. The reports are floating around. It's a float. It's one of those floating things. Sessions was a Pence appointee, as most of the appointees have been. And now Trump feels like he's on solid ground so he can come up with his own team. And so I'm not going to get into the criticism because it doesn't really make much difference or much sense. It just is rearranging the chairs. Some people think it's the chairs on the Titanic. I'm not so sure I agree with that. But anyway, Judy Giuliani. I remember calling him that once. It'll be interesting. You say he's certainly colorful. He's a guy who took advantage, as do most politicians. Matter of fact, he, being Giuliani, is a textbook example. You're a New Yorker. You understand how this worked, maybe in his favor. What do you remember about him being mayor, or what your experience? You didn't live in New York when he was, Victoria, when he was the mayor, right?
No. But growing up only, you know, an hour outside of New York, our local news was all New York news. So people
so
in
really
Jersey. And, yeah, I mean, like, our regular NBC station was a New York station. It wasn't a local NBC affiliate, things like that.
Yeah.
So I felt like growing up, my family was very in touch with what was going on in the city.
Yeah.
And so it was an interesting phenomenon. New Yorkers did not like him for the most part. Most New Yorkers did not like Giuliani. All the tourists loved him because the tourists came to New York and there were no homeless people and it was very clean. He cleaned up 42nd Street. He got rid of all the peep shows and all the porn, which was great. And now he helped. I mean, I think it's great. Some people say, oh, he ruined the flavor of New York. Well, I think the flavor of New York is a better flavor now because it's cleaner and less prostitution. But he did clean up all of 42nd Street, which is around the Times Square area, and now it's gentrified and it's, you know, building is booming.
Yeah,
so I think he was valuable in that sense. In the other sense, he was very, very polarizing with New Yorkers. New Yorkers really didn't see him as a true New Yorker, the way that they saw Bloomberg as an actual New Yorker.
Yeah.
It was a weird phenomenon. I think he was a little too conservative in some ways for New Yorkers.
Some of the things, and he has a huge ego. Huge!
Massive.
Ego. And to the point where he was smart enough to hire Bill Bratton, who had been the police commissioner in Boston and been very successful. So Bratton's first step into New York was when Giuliani was the mayor. And then after a year or two of... when you said he cleaned up, he really...
He's credited with that.
Yeah, but Bratton is the one who did the work.
Right.
And fixed the police department, which was a mess. All kinds of things. And then Giuliani decided that he was getting too many headlines, getting too much attention, so he fired him. And Bratton then went to Los Angeles and subsequently came back to New York. That's
did Bloomberg really... bring him back? I think he did, right?
Yeah. Well... And I'm not sure whether...
He just left again, or he retired.
Yeah, whether Blasio, I think, may have kept him. I've forgotten how the sequence went. Mm. But anyway. All right, so let's see here. Next on the list of people in the news today, Maria Menounos. I never pronounce her name right, even though I sat next to her on a plane ride from L.A. to New York once. I never really have... Is it Menounos? Is that even...
Menounos.
Menounos.
Yeah.
So I had one too many vowels, even though it's M-E-N-O-U-N-O-S. So most people know her from her television career doing a number of things. Her mother's name is Litsa, and her mother's from the old country. It appears that Ms. Menounos, Ms. Litsa, has stage 4 brain cancer.
Mm.
And Maria is an interview this past... I've seen this two or three times where I've seen her addressing it because she now has cancer. Maria has some cancer as well. And she told an interviewer on Sunday...
I thought that she didn't. She has a brain tumor, but it's not cancerous. Did that change from last week?
I don't know.
I mean,
the first time I saw this was earlier this month. And then she did an interview on Sunday night with Megyn Kelly and said, quote, "I remember praying and saying, God, I wish you gave this to me because I have the fight and the will to beat this stuff. And my mother doesn't." And that's, you know, be careful what you wish for is sort of what she said, because after her mother had her surgery, Maria began experiencing headaches and dizziness, and she went and got it checked out. She couldn't read the teleprompter anymore.
Mm.
And the doctor said, "I'm so sorry to have to tell you this because I know you're going through a lot with your mom, but you have a brain tumor. It's meningioma, whatever, M-E-N, meningioma. It must be because meningitis, meningioma. So I think you're right. It's a tumor... So the news media has played it up. She actually said in the interview, though, "My cancer didn't matter to me. I was more interested in being with my mother."
Yeah, I wonder if she got the brain tumor and then did a few interviews before they were able to do the surgery or something like that. Because,
really,
there are places where it says cancerous. So yeah. I'm not sure how that got out there.
But I see after learning that her brain tumor was
non-cancerous. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But
right.
I guess finding out you have a brain tumor and then having to get surgery on your brain is probably pretty traumatic, regardless of if it's cancerous or not.
Yeah, wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, maybe. No, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. All right, next up, personality or people in the news, the young Charlie Gard experience.
Oh, so sad.
This is a downer, and I'm sorry about the downer, but it's a story that's compelling. You've heard the story of baby Charlie Gard. Parents decided to end their fight over treatment. A lawyer representing the family said it's too late for treatment to help this youngster, English, her family. His parents said, quote, "It's no longer in Charlie's best interest to pursue treatment, so we're going to let our son go." He's 11 months old.
That must be just the hardest thing for a parent to do.
That's why I tell the story, because it's a good example of what some parents go through.
Yeah.
You can be thankful. And the reason I'm telling you the story isn't really to tell you the story, because not much you can do about it. It's one of those, that's too bad. No. The real reason I tell you a story like this is for you to look around and assess your own situation. Your situation in your own life and your health. The people that you care about, your children, that's why I tell you these stories. Because I think it's worth a moment or two or three or four or as much time as you want to give it every day to be thankful for what you have, especially if you have good health. Because as my father said any number of times, without your health, you have squat. Zero, nothing.
And you hear people say that, and then when something happens to you, you realize how correct that statement is.
Yeah.
You know, you take it for granted until your health isn't great, and then you really think, wow, my grandfather was right, my mom was right, all the people that you hear saying that, it's so true.
He had a mitochondrial depletion or some kind of syndrome that means you can't breathe on your own. So you're on a life support system for your entire life. If you listen, why would you want that? I think the parents made the right idea.
This was extra heart. Yeah, this was extra heartbreaking because it became a global story. President Trump had tweeted about it. The Pope was sending his well wishes. This was a legal battle in the courts to continue to treat him. The doctors over there said there was a 10% chance that they could fix him. And then an American doctor, which I didn't hear the follow-up, but an American doctor 2 weeks ago flew over there to examine him, saying that there was anywhere between a 25 and 55% chance that he could fix little Charlie. And so I guess the doctor, maybe upon seeing him in person, maybe the case looked worse because now the parents are giving up and they're not trying to go to the U.S. to see that doctor anymore. So to have all that roller coaster of hope, no hope, hope again, my heart bleeds for these people. It really does.
It's really a really lousy. I mean, that's even silly for me to say that. But again, please understand the reason that I tell you that is because I think we need sometimes to just stand up or sit back and count our blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Count your blessings. That's what you got to do. All right, next person in the news today, Julie Collazo, C-O-L-L-A-Z-O. We all know that there is rarely a week that goes by that something doesn't happen stupid on an airplane. So the stupid this week, back to United Airlines, who are this, they've got to be the stupidest people running, never mind that business, any business. So the problem is this lady had a baby earlier, younger child, and so they had, I guess, an empty seat. They were in three seats. And as near as I can tell, I think there were a couple of children. They were spread out around the plane. The bottom line here is, and in this completely stupid, another stupid incident, the plane wasn't full. So there was a woman next to the mother and her baby who got up to go someplace else. So the mother let the baby, this is a long flight, the mother of the baby just sort of fell over and went to sleep on the seat. And that didn't sit well with the United flight attendant. She told Ms. Collazo that she wasn't allowed to sit there because people had paid good money for the seats, even though there was nobody in the seat. The lady had gotten up and gone to another seat. The flight attendant, when she understood that, she doubled down on the rules, said that she was not going to allow it, and then they got into this big fight, and so a lot of it spread all over social media, especially since last Friday the chairman of United said that United had too many rigid rules. Ah, my God, these people are so stupid. 20 minutes past the hour.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. The special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
There's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job. Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I die before I get old.
There. For my days as a, my generation as a disc jockey, The Who and the music, their music was considered, as was the Rolling Stones, outrageous at the time. And you, that seems so funny now. And even actually, I worked for a couple of years as a morning jock on a station that played alternative rock. It was the first, it was the beginning of that alternative rock craze. And these guys were the alternatives. They were the alternatives to Pat Boone and and that group. So those of you who have been around as long as I've been, and you remember the popular music of the day and how these guys, not single-handedly, but certainly between them and the Stones, and Dave Clark Five, and that, you know, that kind of sound, and they're all Brits. They just threw bombs into, and they were making an attempt to off the Beatles. Yeah, they were the attempt was to, okay, we got the Beatles and they're all poppy. How about we do something that's a little more grindy? So Roger Daltrey and that bunch, whew, they did all right. They made a lot of, if nothing else, the CSI themes brought them back into prominence. Because they used, didn't the CSI shows use all the Who music as their intro music, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know, but that would be a good choice. I love the Who. They've got such a great grit, like you said, to their sound.
Yeah, right. So now Roger Daltrey is on another mission, raising awareness for teenage cancer. He's been visiting patients and their families. He tours Rainbow Babies Hospital. The hospital met with youngsters fighting cancer. There's so much of this. You know, again, sort of an aside. We talk about Mania Menounos and her mother, and there isn't a day goes by that you don't have somebody in your life or somebody that you hear about that hasn't got some kind of cancer. It's a scourge, and there are lots of things in my mind, and Victoria and I agree on this, in terms of what you eat, what you're exposed to, what things there are around. Wow. So Daltrey has been a longtime advocate for improving the treatment, especially of teenagers, how you can find out that you have it and then what happens then. There's good and bad to having cancer when you're young. And it's mostly the same thing. The fact that if you're a teenager or younger, your body is growing so fast, it's adding new cells so fast, it's strong and it can fight the cancer. But the other side of it is that the cancer cells get wrapped up in the growth of your body. And as much as it sounds lousy, you can, if you have the strength and your immune system works well, you can sort of ward it off. See, that's the theme for CSI, remember? That song.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, this is the... he's been involved with the Teenage Cancer Trust in England, and they founded something that's pretty similar here in our country called Teen Cancer America. Roger Daltrey and Peter Townsend are the members that still are in the WHO. They... have a lot of, I guess, whether you say street cred when it comes to this sort of thing. So it's nice to know they're doing, there's a lot of payback that comes from people who get successful like that, especially get a little older, a little more reflective. So I say good for them. I don't say good for the worm. Bieber's back in the music news only because he's canceled the rest of his tour. He was banned, remember we were talking about this last week, in Beijing.
Yeah, right.
And he now announced that he doesn't have any purpose, and so I'm just going to cancel
His tour has no purpose.
His music has no purpose, as far as I'm concerned. He said he's grateful and honored to have shared the experience in 150 shows, but enough is enough. Tickets will be refunded at the point of purchase. So, oh, it's too bad. Oh. 28 past the hour, DJ V time. Our journey's come to an
end. Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Mataz, if you will, 34 at the hour. This is the DJV experience. Jen Jen is in Washington. Well, this is what Kara is, too. And the two of them had a drunken brawl last night, a street brawl in Washington and near DuPont Circle. It's really amazing to have all those reporters there. Are you okay, Kara?
Yeah, I mean, I came out on top. I won. I don't know how Jen is this morning. But yeah.
A little bruised and battered.
All right, so... And mostly the DJV experience is about thoughts and learning and fun. But once in a while, there's something goes on that just screams for a comment. And so I will have my way with this, and then Victoria is certainly welcome, and Kara to weigh in on this information about the tractor trailer that was crammed with 90 people as it crossed the border into Texas from Mexico. These sorts of things have been going on for years. The people who, and I don't even understand how they actually get across the border. I thought that every time a truck went across the border, they checked it. But apparently that wasn't the case. Anyway, the driver gets to a Walmart in San Antonio, opens the door. 8 people are dead in this truck. And you know, the other people are, they don't have any food, they don't have any water. And so when it comes to the border, and even though I have very strong feelings about people that come here illegally and I want it stopped, this is a different sort of reason for trying to stop this illegal transportation of immigrants. The people who do it are doing it for huge financial gain. Most of the time, I talked to a kid once who actually went through this experience, and he and his parents paid $3,000 apiece to get into one of these trucks and come across the border. So if there are 90 people inside this truck, you do the math and see how profitable it is. Mexican Trucking Company. Remember, I think it was it a couple of days ago, I was telling you a story about, not important to when it was. I bought a piece of farm machinery in Kansas, and it was shipped to my farm. And I came to find out that the shipper was a Mexican trucking company driven by a Mexican who went to the dealership, picked up the implement, and brought it to me, along with a lot of other things. But it's been going on. The Canadians have had truckers that have come into our country for years, and nobody's ever really said anything about it that I know of. But they've hauled things from... The old rule was, when I was younger, if you bought something in Canada and needed it shipped into America, the truck would come to America and deliver it and then go back to Canada. But now what happens, and with the new regulations, trucks can come in from Canada, and mostly the drivers are looking for another trip. They need, when they drop, let's say this guy dropped off this implement here in Framingham, he'd pick up another load somewhere around Boston and bring it to Florida, and then he'd pick up a load in Florida and bring it back to California or whatever it is. And so that's been allowed, and unless I miss my guess, it's really knocking the hell out of American truckers who are doing the same thing, because this guy, this Mexican company, was $800 less to ship the supplement than the next closest. I think one guy wanted $1,800 to haul the thing, and by the way, I paid the company. I didn't know this till the trucker got here. I paid the company that I bought the implement from to, I said, this is my budget. This is how much I have to pay. So the guy said, okay, I'll take care of it. And I didn't know, and didn't even think about it. It didn't enter my mind that that's how he'd solve it, by hiring a Mexican trucker who had a truckload of other things anyway. Mine was just one of about 14 or 15 things he had on the truck that he was delivering to places in New England. But I tell you the story because I think that the customs enforcement people or whoever's there, why wouldn't you open the door of every truck that comes across the border? What am I missing here? There was a refrigeration system.
I thought that they did do that. I thought that was...
So how do they let the people, 90 people
in
the box?
Obviously they don't, but yeah.
I don't know what I'm missing. But anyway, the point is that these people are all dead, and the people responsible, the guy, whether the truck driver, the company itself, the people who arranged it, all should be put in jail for the rest of their lives. All of them. Every single one of them. So that's how I see this. If there's something else that I'm missing here, there's probably a lot of nuance to the story. But when all these people suffered from the dehydration heat stroke because the tractor trailer was a refrigerated tractor trailer, which would normally carry meat or food stuff, whatever it is, but this way they thought the people would be okay because the air conditioning or the refrigeration system keeps them okay, but it didn't work. And the ventilation holes in the truck were clogged.
I have to say is, because now it's 10 people are dead, and I guess 20 people are still in critical condition, and, you know, when you've been in that kind of heat for that long, even if you live, you might have brain damage. But I guess he went into the Walmart to ask for water, and someone there, after they talked to him and brought him water, called the police.
Yeah.
And that's, I just have to say, like, thanks to people who are observant and you realize that something is weird and then do something about it, because whether these people were coming to the country illegally or not, they're still people, so I would hope that the other, you know, tons of people who were in the truck don't die because of that person.
The truck was registered to Pile Transportation in Iowa. Those of you listening in Iowa, what do you think of this? President's name, the owner, Brian Pyle, said he had just sold the truck to a company in Mexico, and that the driver, whose name was Bradley, was supposed to be delivering the truck to Brownsville, Texas. So he apparently had nothing to do with this. The driver was the one who was in touch with the people that arranged to have these 90 people brought into America in the back of a truck. So, and yeah. And he was being paid $5,500 to do this, the driver was, as far as I can figure out.
I just always wonder, unless you need the money immediately, it's like $5,500 is not that much money.
Yeah.
And if he goes to jail for a long time, it's just, you have to stop and think, is this worth it? Are these people dying worth it?
There are two sides to the story, and this is why I'm trying to piece it together. But again, I think all the people involved still go to jail. I'm not clear. This guy, the driver, was from Clearwater, Florida. He's in jail today on charges of illegally transporting immigrants for financial gain. I'm unclear whether they were already on this side of the border and he was bringing them to Iowa to work on farms and stuff. That part of this isn't clear to me, and it probably isn't that important.
Yeah, well, it sounded like some people were in safe houses in Laredo in Texas, so I don't know if everyone, I think people came in different batches, so I don't know if everyone was on this side already or what.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. How does that impact the story? I don't know if it changes anything.
It doesn't change anything. The people are dead. So, and the movement of that sort of thing is ugly. All right, let's change the subject, something that's not so ugly. Yesterday, we heard from Kelly Egan, and you could say, who's Kelly Egan? Kelly Egan is the winner of the Works Saw and Drill Set that we are giving away, courtesy of the folks at Works, W-O-R-X. They have, and I actually must admit to not knowing too much about it. I've seen their drills around, I've seen their gizmos around, but I haven't really paid much attention. So now I have had a chance to examine the drill, and this neat little, saw set is something that you use to do really fine work. Those of you who love to make things, tables, chairs, things around the home, molding, that kind of stuff, this is a great saw for that. There are all kinds of summer projects that a lot of people are trying to make. I was looking at this fellow who was he was making a bird feeder, and he used the saw for that. It's very good for tight, close-in work. And the drill is fabulous. I had it all charged up, put it in my truck, and away I went. I used it to take apart something on the baler the other day that wasn't functioning properly. I just took the panel off of the baler and replaced a belt, and it was fast, fast, fast. So this set's worth a couple $100, I think, at least. And the way that Victoria has designed this, what you have to do is follow us on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, for example, and at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram. All we want you to do is post, once you look this stuff over, why you ought to be the winner for this week's Works Tool giveaway. It's easy. Make sure you add the hashtag DJV Works. All right? DJV Works, W-O-R-X. Have I covered all the ground I was supposed to, Victoria?
Yes.
Facebook.com/DJV. Just tell us why you'd like to win. You could use my example. Maybe you got a home shop or you've got a little farm or whatever it is that you have. This is going to be a fabulous. And I think the lady gave it to her husband as a present, right? Wasn't that the reason that she got it?
Her son.
Part of the story? Her son.
Her son is getting married, yep.
Yeah, right, okay. So, Lewis is getting a drill?
No. We don't really need a drill much here in New York City.
Oh, come on.
I mean, we have a drill. We have a drill. It's just not very good. But what are we going to do with the table saw? That would become our new coffee table.
A new table. All right, that's it. All right, so here's what you do. Again, go to our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram. Post for us to read, for everybody to read, why you want to win the Works Tool giveaway. We'll give away another set on Friday.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this.
Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. It's always a good Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-ins as cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Just, by the way, it's 47 past the hour, TJB time. I don't really want to get stuck on this, but I'm just reading a little bit more information about how the ICE people have gotten involved. This is, I'm, for someone who's not on the fence about immigration, but sometimes I'm wondering out loud about the tactics. This kind of stuff has been going on for years and years and years. The number of people that have been smuggled in tractor trailers, whether it be in the tractor trailer across the border, or once they get across the border, they get into these trucks and they're delivered to various places around the country where they have a good chance, supposedly, of getting a job. And many times they go to where other family is, that kind of stuff. But it's just really the rigs, the big rigs that have emerged as a popular smuggling method. It started back in the early 1990s, and that's when the surge, that's when the real problem goes back to the 80s. Now, illegals, Reagan supposedly tried to deport a couple of million of them. I don't know how successful that was when he was president. This has been going on. Republicans and Democrats have been for 50s, 60s, back to even after World War II. Been sending people, I think even, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember my history correctly, FDR, when he first got into office during the time when we had all the Depression and there weren't many jobs, there were tons of illegals, and he made sure they were all driven out. It was, you know, everybody says, these guys, these bad guys today. No, there were presidents doing this since the Depression.
Well, isn't Eisenhower the most sort of famous slash infamous of all of this? He made the big deal. I think it was, 3 million Mexicans sent back over the border.
Yeah.
And then they, a lot of them died and there were little children. And after he left office in his presidential memoir, he said that was the biggest regret of his presidency.
The way it was done, not doing it. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good point, Victoria. 10 before the hour here on the DJB show.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Let's get Victoria into gear here again. Victoria Keelan, with a focus on the technology information today. And our presentation is brought to you by the folks at Speed Queen. I just wanted to send a quick reminder that this opportunity that we have presented you with, not only this week, but I think this lasts for a couple of weeks or even into next month, as you gear up to get back to school, there is a very, very interesting opportunity for you to win a Speed Queen washer dryer. This is something I love doing, these sorts of things. We put this stuff together. There will be 50 winners overall in the Lovin' Your Laundry contest that we have. So if you want to win, now's the time for you to get engaged, if you will. Speed Queen, probably the best brand when it comes to this sort of thing. And this is another one of those easy deals, Victoria.
Right? Yeah.
Where you don't have to...
Free to enter? No, you don't have to sign up for anything. Yep, nope. It's great. No. And the washer-dryer set, it comes installed. That's included in the prize. It's great.
Yep. Lovin' My Laundry. The gift cards that are going to be giving away as of, you know, there's 50 different things that they're giving away. So all you have to do is go online. I think, what are we sending them to Twitter, or we're sending them to...
LovinMyLaundry.com.
Oh, that's right, too. We know.
Yep, just go right to the site.
You don't even have to do it with us. You just go to the site.
Right.
LovinMyLaundry.com. And
it's Lovin, no G.
Right.
Loving.
I made that mistake yesterday because I'm always the grammarian.
I know.
Loving is not what you want. You want to go to Lovin.
Lovin, like oven.
E-I-N, right. Lovin, mylaundry.com. All right, there you go.
Good luck.
All right, yes. So, Twitter has promised that it's going to help get the problem of online harassment under control? What are they going to do?
Well, they say that they've got some good news for Twitter users, that it's acting against 10 times more abusive accounts now than it was this time last year. They say that they've got temporary limiters on flagged accounts that are also ranging to an outright suspension. They are saying that 65% of limited accounts are only limited once, meaning once they give someone a slap on the wrist, people are scared they're going to lose their account, so then they're turning around and then they're not doing it again. So that's one great thing on the harassment end. They also say that they're eliminating double accounts. So sometimes people have their own account and then they have a fake account that they use to harass other people and troll online. So they've eliminated that as well, they say, for the most part. So it's a pretty good report. People on Twitter still say that they're not comfortable with the level of harassment, that more work needs to be done. But at least Twitter seems to be responding to it.
Yep. All right. Google. And I always think of Google Maps, Google Street.
Right.
This is one of the most amazing things. You can just look for what your street looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It basically amounts to that. So, but there is there's a new street, if you will. Google has gone into outer space. How's this going to work?
Well, it's a street view that very few of us, none of us, will ever actually see. It's the Google Street View newest location, and it is the International Space Station. There are 13 views of the space station. This is super cool. You should definitely go and check this out if you like anything to do with space. It shows everything from the observation deck to the laboratories to where the astronauts eat in their quarters. You can follow along to see how they work out. You can even see their meals. It is such a cool thing. The images are also annotated, so you actually can learn about what happens on the International Space Station. And you can move through rooms just like you can on a regular street view of, let's say, if you want to look up your own house, and then you can manipulate back and forth and all the different angles. You can do the same thing with the space station. So Google Street View team worked with NASA at the Johnson Space Center in Houston and the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to collect all the imagery using special cameras and equipment that's already on the space station, so you can now explore right from your own couch. It's very cool.
Yeah, I find this fascinating. Yeah, just the whole thing is fascinating. The way they do this, how you can do it down here on Earth, but then you just want to see what's going on the space station. That's,
yep.
Yeah, that's what you can do. Now, by the way, moving back into the anniversary of the first trip to the moon, when Neil Armstrong said one small step for man, he was radioing back to Apollo Mission Control, and scientists working at the center have planned for a long time to sort of revolutionize, but yet restore the historic command center. So they're doing that at the Houston Space Center, which would be another nice place for Google to go. Frankly, it's fallen into disrepair, so they need $5 million. They set up a non-profit for people, a Kickstarter campaign. Can you imagine that? We have to have a Kickstarter campaign to save a historic NASA.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.